70-year-old man wins women's poker tour event to mock trans movement. By Warner Todd Houston on May 2, 2023. A 70-year-old man entered the World Poker Tour in the women's category in Florida and won. All as a way to highlight the unfairness of transgenderism in sports. On Saturday, David Hughes won the Seminole Hard Rock Poker Showdown in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, taking a $5,500 prize in the women's category. Hughes beat out 82 women who entered the tournament, Poker News reported. One of the players, Ebony Kenny, was furious that Hughes entered the tournament as a woman despite sporting a long white beard and making no attempt to dress as a female. Kenny tried to organize a bounty to remove Hughes from the game. In pro poker, a bounty is money offered to any player to defeat a specific person. Kenny offered $300 to any woman who could beat Hughes and knock him out of the tournament. Kenny also told fans that she 100% heard Hughes mocking transgenderism and radical gender politics. While many in the world of pro poker criticized Hughes for his stunt in Florida, one pro, Charlie Carroll, said he thought the whole incident was hilarious because it exposed transgenderism for the fraud that it is. Hilarious that he won, Carroll wrote. It pokes fun at the idea that anybody can identify as a woman and be allowed to enter women's spaces, Carroll said. It's a real issue that people are taking advantage of in many different areas, including sports, prisons, and changing areas. This has led to some horrific repercussions. Female inmates being raped in prison, or women getting destroyed in MMA fights by somebody who spent 95% of their life as a man. It does suck that it comes at the expense of the women's only space, he added. I wouldn't do it, even though I probably share the same criticisms. But not every poker pro agreed. Hall of Famer Linda Johnson, for one, insisted that men should not play in ladies-only tournaments. I love ladies-only poker tournaments. I would have no problem with them having a men's only and I wouldn't enter it as I would not qualify for it, Johnson wrote, according to Poker News. I would have no problem if they had a tournament for 26-year-old motorcycle riding, mohawk haircut seniors and I wouldn't enter it because I wouldn't qualify. She continued, I don't think men should play in ladies-only tournaments. That said, I think there is a total overreaction to the few men who do enter. They are usually looking for attention, so why give it to them? Maybe we should just ignore them and play our best. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.